What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here on Labor Day Monday. I know there was not an episode yesterday, so apologize about that. I was going to post and then got wrapped up, too wrapped up in a NASCAR race. So that's my fault on that, so apologize about that. But y'all going to get action-packed for the next couple of days. Recap what has happened. During Labor Day weekend. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. Whenever this episode comes out, because this is a cross-country edition. Pull out the brooms, baby. Sweet! Out there in Nebraska, again, cross-country football, men's women's basketball, women's soccer, women's volleyball, and all of that jazz there. See, I knew. I better behave. Anyways, because that ticked me off this morning. That very thing ticked me off this morning. Men's, women's, the broom. I said, sweet, out there in Nebraska, Ashland, Nebraska, the cross-country teams, men and women, Max Larson brings it home for K-State. Over the weekend, as K-State wins, along with the women as well. The women, again, the distances, I just don't understand why the men and women can run the same distance. I just don't. But yeah, anyways, to get through this episode, because I'm already irritated. I was already irritated before hopping on the podcast, even more irritated. Not for K-State anyways, but for other reasons. Anyways, K-State, 19 points scored over the weekend. And they finished ahead of Creighton with 38 points. The women scored 20. Again, y'all like, that's not too many points. All right, so for the new listeners, and let's refresh everybody here on this podcast. So the lowest team score, I don't know how to score it, but I know the lowest team, whichever university, like let's say for instance, beating Creighton, 19. If that's the lowest score, then that wins, right? So there's all of that. For you, I know it's weird. I know it's usually the highest score wins. But in this case here, cross country is really weird. This bear with me for a minute. On the show, y'all gonna have to deal with this for a few more times, because two more regular season meets for the team. It's very short regular season, and then already the Big 12 championships, I believe, in October. I went over the schedule in one of the episodes, anyways, there as well. So a sweep, K-State sweeps, team victories for the first time. You don't have to go very far since 2022. Back in Lincoln, so apparently we love to bring the brooms up in Nebraska. And I literally said, told somebody before on here, heck with the timing, great timing, right? Because I'm over here randomly doing 10 miles while my teammate, well, one of my faster teammates, anyways, doing a race that I've won a couple times. that's something there. That's for a whole other podcast there as well. So Max Larson brings home the checkered flag from Ashland, Nebraska, clinching the men's title there. I'm trying to fast forward a little bit to see who was the leading team there. Emma Baum led the ladies for the K-State with a second place finish there as well. So there is that. Max Larson winning his first race as a Wildcat and struck gold in the transit portal. Transit over here to not here in Kansas City, but to Manhattan from Tulsa. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things kids sports. Eddie Greer on this, recording this cross country recap postcast on Labor Day Monday. I don't know where this is going to fall out, where this is going to fall this week due to not doing what he's supposed to be doing. And after this, I'm going to go post that golf episode, which, by the way, as I'm sitting here, I don't know what time they start. I think they're going to be starting here in a little bit, actually. The women's golf team opens up the 2026-27 campaign. So I recorded an episode on that over the weekend as well. So that will be first, actually, on the slate this week. And then I'm going to have later on tonight the reaction to that ass-kicking win over Nichols over the weekend. And then from there, we're going to just follow this in order. So I believe what's next. I'm sorry, I'm talking out loud. Either one of the volleyball episodes or this one. So I'm trying to do this, rewind it back, run it back, chronological order. And that guy's weird. Himself. Eddie, behave for a few more minutes. All right, so Larson, we already talked about it. Winner, 18-27, Jackson Esquibel, second, followed by Brock Olsen, third. So K-State, the men's team, swept all the opponent positions. Esquibel, second, Olsen, third. Esquibel came in 18-32, Olsen. Okay, I thought I saw some. Brock Olsen, 18-36. Want to back up here real quick. Yeah, so really, it was really a close finish between the teammates, in particularly Larson and Esquibel there as well. So let's see. Yeah, okay. so there's that there as well. So Brent Ewing, who was recently hired not too long ago to help out with track and field for director/head coach Travis Schofer, is leading the squad for cross country, the men's and women's cross country teams this semester. We got him in a quote here saying, quote, finishing 1, 2, 3 on the men's side was something I really thought was possible. I just wasn't sure what order our men would finish. Quote, Max Larson really took control of the race with a 1K to go and didn't look back. There's been such a tight training group with them and our ladies. I anticipate our top five will look different from meet to meet, and that's a good problem to have, end quote. Yeah, man. I find this a lot, even not in college, right? Like myself, even training with different people and all that. You had all that space. Going over there. You had all that space over there. No. That's not gonna fly here. See, that is not gonna fly. You had all that space. I don't understand why these. I don't know why these people go the opposite way or just go where everybody else is. Go where everybody else is. Yeah. All this space. And yet you decided to park over here, so that's your fault. That's your. And on top of that, we don't want your dogs over here. Go take them somewhere else. Go over there. Go there. Oh man. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I apologize about that. So I even back to where I was left off before all that. But look, even graduating and still running competitively, no surprise. Even training for something like a marathon or something like that, and Eddie Greer, EG3, could potentially gonna have an announcement by the end of this week. I think we know where we're going. Sorry, we're definitely ADD here on this episode of this podcast. The main thing, K-State men's women's cross country team sweep Creighton, Tulsa, and who, I don't know who else was there. I know we talked about it earlier there. This was the Platte River Rumble Gold. Max Larson bringing home the checkered flag, winning this race over Jackson Esquibel. And let's go to the ladies real quick. Emma Baum, before I really get off the rails, Emma Baum finished second. Let me see here. She finished under just at a 17:41. Joyce Kitabu making her college K-State appearance here, not too far off from Emma, finishing third at a 17:43. And again, remember, I'll hold on that. Anyway, so there's that. Two more cats running under. Yeah, okay, that's what I wanted to get to. Okay, yeah, so they ran a 5K. I did not want to butcher that. And the men ran an 8K. I talked about, mentioning this right at the top of the podcast. I don't know why they can't run the same distance. I said it last year. I'm saying it again this year. So there's that. So nice debut, K-State debut by Joyce Kitabu there from Kenya. Another person that had great debut for K-State other than Coach Colin Klein. But anyways, yeah, Christine Girono finished fourth, 17:46. McKenna Montgomery, 17:58 in the top five. Patrick Ewing, I knew I was going to say that. Oh, baby, Patrick Ewing, legend, New York Knicks. We don't care about the Knicks on this podcast, even though they won a world championship, whatever. But Brent Ewing, I knew at what point I was going to say that. Anyways, that's funny. Anyways, quote, I was really proud of the way our group could be. See, we got our mixed bag here in this podcast. So here in this podcast, Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all these cases podcast. I was really proud, quote, I was really proud of the way our group competed today. Our depth really showed on our ladies' side, having a 34-second spread from runners 1 to 5 was really impressive. And then he added here, quote, Emma Baum ran an incredible second half of the race, almost taking the victory in her first cross-country race of her entire life. Damn! I added that in there. Joyce Kitabu and Christine Girono set the tone early on, and McKenna Montgomery didn't back down in her first collegiate meet. Running just 1 second off of her personal best is a really exciting time to be a part of this group we're incredibly young. Take the really out. End quote. Sorry about that there as well. Other finishers. Peyton Fink, 6th at an 18:15. Paige Baker, 8th at an 18:28 there as well. So the next time, this is a short, very short season before virtual championships. So I was looking at that. We talked about that before on the previous cross-country event or episode anyways. I'm like, that's really short. So, not much. I mean, you really have a lot of time, but not a lot of meets to get ready for. But this is off to a good start, though. Especially, for both teams. And how young the ladies are on that side of the coin. And Max Larson hit striking gold, no pun intended, at the Platte River race over the weekend as well. Getting that victory there as well. So, next time, the Gans Classic. The Gans Creek Classic in Columbia at the end of the month for these teams. K-State beating Creighton on the ladies' side, 20-53. Omaha was third. Indian Hills finishing fourth. I'll get to the rest of the ladies here to wrap the show in a minute. K-State wins it over Creighton. Iowa Western, 83 points, third. Indian Hills and Southeast Community College. There's by the way, Iowa Western and Indian Hills, also community colleges as well. Let's pick up back with the ladies real quick here. Bree Allen, 18:52, 13th. Sage Segris at a 19:06. Hannah Keltner, 19:17, 60-19 respectively. Peyton Wirtz at a 19:52. Bree Newport, 30th. At a 20:28, and then of course on the finish up the men, obviously the winner Max Larson at an 18:27, Dylan Path 18:52, Vance Kerwig. So Vance Kerwig had a PR in his meet. He at a 19:17, Logan Beckman 19:47, and last but not least to wrap up this random postcast, Jacob Norris at a 20:44. Pro Project Podcast, all things case sports, you can get it. We're a podcast from Freeman Daily, which goes record case. You know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you're tuned in, locked in to this podcast, baby. The women's golf episode will kick us off. So I'm gonna get after that right away. And then we're gonna take care. We're gonna handle business for the rest of the day on this Liberty Day Monday. Make sure you are locked in to this podcast. All things K Sports were mostly daily podcasts, except for yesterday. So there's that. But usually, an episode every day, unless Eddie drops the ball. He did drop the ball yesterday. Got wrapped up in the cup race. So, didn't post. So there's that. But you're going to get a handful of content throughout the week, obviously. And again, football coming off of that blowout of Nichols. Now you look forward to Washington State to continue your 2026 Bill Snyder Family Stadium slate, early slate of games in the non-con this weekend. Well, this upcoming weekend on Saturday. But congratulations, though. And, oh, yeah, make sure to tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. And if you have, if you're nice, please leave us a rating. That'll help us out. Not just for us, the host, Eddie Greer, Alex Aiden, but other K-State fans find out more about this podcast here as well. Congratulations to Max Larson, winner of the Platte River Gold meet. That's not how it is. Let me say, oh, the Platte River Rummer Gold season opener meet out there up north in Ashland, Nebraska. Emma Baum leading the ladies to a second place finish and leading them to the dub over Creighton. So pull the brooms out, back out. This is just like last year. Just like last year, men's was a basketball team. Sorry. This is popped in my head. I'm surprised I remember this, as irritated as I am this morning. The men's and women's basketball team swept Creighton last year. So the men's and women's cross country team did the same thing over the weekend. That's how you start a season, folks. What a weekend for K-State Athletics. To kick off the month of September. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. It's been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State Alex, so cats.